bay garage attached to one home. We got two more homes at least to move. And but it'll be, we feel like people will not have to strain their imagination when they come to Polreen. Mm-hmm. They can look and kind of see this somewhat pristine, because that paved road, Ruapua Road, doesn't help much with that, but it's such a historic road, we don't want to try to rewrite that and tear it up, because it's a colonial road. So that's and as these properties became available, we've found a way to acquire them, and we created a little cul-de-sac out there with seven lots on it as a place to move these homes. We didn't feel it was good stewardship just to tear a good building down. While it's costly to move a house, you could get your money back if the house got, it's pretty substantial. And we moved this brick house. Our mover has been expert movers out of Virginia Beach, who moved the lighthouse at Nag's Head. So we weren't, you know, getting a bunch of novices.
They know what they're doing.
So we've created that cul-de-sac out of the view shed. You can't see it from the view shed, from the historic site. And we've moved two houses into it already. We moved one of the big houses over to another piece of property that we bought. And the fire big garage went with that one. We got, we still got some stuff to do, but we're working on that. We've gotten a couple of grants, small grants. This video is one of the stories.
I was going to ask you about
that. It's an interesting story, but this one I found interesting. I get this call from Colonial Williamsburg now, with the credibility they have. They call me up one day, and at least John Turner, who was a director of religious studies down there. He called me up one day and said, Bob, Colonial Williamsburg is going to produce another series of education materials. They hadn't done it for 10 years. In fact, the last they had done was on 35 millimeter film or tape. You know,
right.
Said, they got a $75,000 grant and they need some more money. And no, he didn't mention money first. Said they would like to partner with Polreen Foundation in the production of this education material. And the first piece of it will cover a lot of different subjects, like slavery, architecture, and a bunch of other things. First piece will go deal with religion. Well, that suited us fine, because that's what our, one of our major concerns. So I was put in touch with the guy in charge of the media services down there. I said, now what does it mean to partner with you in a production or something like this? He said, well, we want you to be on a committee that helps design the text of the story. We're going to hire a professional writer to do it. They hired a guy from British Columbia. But we'd like for you to be on this kind of advisory committee. And he went on. I said, what else does it mean? I said, well, they said, we got $75,000. If we get another 50, we can have more live action rather than voice editorial override. And I said, well, let me see what I can do. So I went to the Campbell Foundation, got a $25,000 grant. It was a little interesting conversation with John Warner, who was a Warner, W-E-R-N-E-R. He was a director of the foundation. He said, I'm telling you, we haven't had very good luck with film productions. So we've agreed to back two of them. One was the story of Pocahontas' life, and we wish we never had back that one. And the other one never has been produced yet, so you asking us to do something we haven't had good experience with. He said, well, I'll take him on board. Well, he came back with the $25,000, and I was able to